content marketing in a state and letting agency. Talk to me, Nelly.
Content marketing. Content, generally people think of content as blogs, which is one type of content, but there are various different types of content. There is video content, there is adverts within Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, that's another type of content. There's emails, that's another type of content. So all of that working together creates a relationship between an agent and the prospecting buyer, seller, etc.
Where do you think most agents go wrong with content marketing?
Well, a lot of them actually don't do content marketing. That's probably one of the things. And
I mean, let's define what content marketing is.
Yes.
I mean, I describe it as creating educational, intriguing, interesting content that is of interest to the recipient, not the agent, which they would miss if you stopped doing it.
Yes.
So giving out your properties or talking about your estate or letting agency is not content marketing. It is content, but it's not content marketing because no one's going to miss your advert.
Yes.
And no one's going to miss your listings because they're going to go to Rightmove and see it anyway.
Yes, absolutely. But again, everything needs to start with who is it that you're going after. And so this is, again, going back to messaging. So the messaging is how would you communicate that message to, for example, say you want to attract more vendors.
Yes.
How would you communicate your message to those vendors? So blogging is a fantastic way to do so because you've got 500 words or 1,000 words or however many words you want to write about a particular topic. But at the back of a blog article like that, you can produce a lot of other type of content, such as Facebook adverts, because when you have the blog, you can then use Facebook and reach your vendors to communicate that you have that blog.
But what are you going to talk about in the blog that's going to make people want to watch it and read it or listen to it?
This all goes back to the before and after of what really matters to your ideal clients. So if you're after vendors who own two-bedroom flats and they want to upsize and want to buy something bigger, then the content is driven based on the pain points of your demographic.
Surely talking about my estate agency and how wonderful it is, what awards I've won, how big my market share, that's interesting, isn't it?
Not quite.
Why is that? Absolutely not. Because that's, to be honest with you, that's how most estate agents put their marketing on Facebook.
Yeah, so this is probably the one thing that matters to them. Maybe their mum or dad or their friends or husbands or wives. But the reality of it is that if you want to attract more leads and customers, you need to think about what matters to them. And therefore, your content needs to be aimed at what matters to them, what they want to consume, and how your content helps them in their day-to-day life. And again, moving them from there before, which is a state of what they currently have. I have a two-bedroom flat. It's too small. I'm crammed. I'm going to have a baby. I don't have enough space. I'm not close to the school that I need to be. Whatever my problem is, I want to be in a different place. And therefore, the content needs to help me educate myself to move from that before state to the after state.
What? So you're basically saying agents should talk about how they can help make that move. So it's not about selling the house, it's about making the move.
Very much so, yes. It's about the transition from where their customers are right now to where they're going to be.
What? So is that like top tips on how to choose a removal person, or is it more emotional stuff about the fears and the frustrations and the worries, or both?
Well, it's whatever works for that segment. So if, you know, in your copy that you produce, I know that you put a lot of statistical information. And if you are going after landlords, that's the sort of thing that landlords want to know about. I want to know how much yield I'm going to get, how much rent I'm going to get, what is the property value increase in a particular area. So that's the sort of content I would want to read. If, however, I own the place and I'm looking to sell it to buy something bigger, it's more of an emotional purchase. And therefore, the decision that I will take is based on what drives me to go from that smaller apartment to the bigger house.
If I could share with this, because a lot of my clients, I ghostwrite more, as you say, technical articles, which tend to attract landlords and middle to upper class people who read the Times and the Telegraph. But one thing that a few of my clients do is they do the best ways to get the maximum value for their property, how to dress a property. But here's a massive tip for your clients and the guys out there, is if you are going to do a more emotional, more softer article, blog, is instead of doing top 10 tips to sell your home, it's top 10 tips to sell your Brixton home. And then drop the word Brixton throughout the article.
Yes, yes. Very, very good tip, because not only it's very specific to a location, but also it can rank organically within that area as well.
And it doesn't matter that the word Brixton, if you took it to Tooting, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
It looks it's relevant to me
to
in Tooting.
You. Very much. It's very, very personal, yes.
And then I'm going to give you a second tip, because I like you.
Okay. And these guys Thank you very much.
Okay. What I've found with my clients is, if you know on Facebook you're searching through the newsfeed, your first job is to get people to stop.
Yes.
Take a photograph of the name of your town.
Okay.
So if you're in Tooting, go to Tooting Tube Station and take a photograph of the word Tooting. Take a photograph of a bus with the word Tooting, and then, you know, obviously crop it.
Yeah.
And as you're scrolling down, and they people live in Tooting, I live in Tooting, stop.
Okay,
it
interesting.
It will double or triple the open rates.
Right, next time I'm on Facebook, that's what I will do. I'll test it and
it
I'll tell
work.
You what I get. Yes.
It does work. The art is to take a number of photographs so you can spin them round.
Yes.
And spin them round. What else about content marketing?
Interesting fact that we found is that images really matter, obviously, for people clicking on stuff. But there was one particular image that we've used several times that gets our best click-through rate, and that was people within a room shaking hands, which almost suggested that they are the estate agent and the family, they're kind of in agreement of either purchasing the property
yes.
or renting the property, etc. So images really, really important, again, to match the expectation of the person that you're trying to communicate with what you're trying to communicate. So try and experiment with different types of images to find which one is your winner, and then stick to similar type of images.
Thank you, Ned.
Thank you.